T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. It is Groundhog Day here in Philadelphia as I come on and say, no Phillies tonight. But I don't know when we're going to have the Phillies again. Unfortunately, we now know that a clubhouse attendant for the Phillies and a coach, not sure which coach, has tested positive for COVID-19. Phillies are on the shelf. They will not play the Blue Jays this weekend. The next time, the earliest we could see it here or see the Phillies again will be Monday. So, yep, we don't get any baseball. Baseball's going on everywhere else. I'm watching it. The NBA's back, which we'll get to, and I'm watching that as well. Sixers, of course, on Saturday night. But I want to start with the baseball stuff because I sense this, and I feel it, and I hear it, that every time there is a new development with Major League Baseball, with this situation, Marlins, Phillies, it's obviously a significant problem with the Marlins, with now up to, 19 people in that traveling party have tested positive for COVID. That team is ravaged and probably will be for a while now. The Phillies are not in that situation, at least what we know right now. They have two people that have tested positive. But every time this comes up, every time there's another leg to this or detail from this, there is a sense of doom and gloom around this baseball season, that it's just a matter of time, that it is a creaky bridge, that this thing is going to fall at some point, and that baseball can't pull this off. Look, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, neither do you. I don't know what is going to happen, neither do you. But I do believe that the way this week has gone has been, in a sense, the worst possible start you could have with one team having an outbreak. And I think because it's happened here, we have been more sensitive to this because we're not getting a chance to watch the Phillies. But I am watching baseball around the country being played at, I assume, a safe capacity. There's no outbreaks. There's not many positive tests, if any, going on right now, at least that we know. Okay, so I think that baseball, I think all of the way that this week has gone has lent itself to, this thing is doomed. Shut it down. There's no way they could have a Major League Baseball season. There's no way they could pull this off. And I say, let's just take a deep breath on that. And let's just pump the brakes on the idea that this is doomed. I don't know that to be true, and my gut is telling me that this is not. Part of it is, I believe Rob Manfred and the owners want to plow through this, so I don't think they're just going to stop, even if, say, the Phillies are on the shelf for a week and the Marlins are on the shelf for a week. I don't think baseball is going to stop. I think it's going to take something way bigger. I mean, think about it. We have a whole team that has COVID right now, and they're not stopping the sport. So I don't get the sense that they're going to stop. And I also don't get the sense that the incompetence that we've seen this week is league-wide. I don't get the sense that all the issues we saw last weekend with the Marlins, all the issues that we're now seeing potentially with the Phillies, I don't get the sense this is league-wide. I think this is really one bad apple, and maybe that apple infected another apple, unfortunately, with some Phillies, that is threatening to spoil everyone. But the other apples look pretty good to me. I'm watching games go on. Seemingly, protocols are being followed. I don't think this baseball season is necessarily doomed because of what has happened here this week. And I'll throw in one more reason why I do think they're going to get through this. I do think we're going to have a baseball season. I don't think they're going to have to shut this thing down a week or two from now. I believe that what has happened here this week will serve as a wake-up call on a number of levels. One, I've seen teams just generally talk about this, like, hey, we have to social distance a little bit more. We could be a little bit more careful on the base paths, a little bit more careful in the dugout, a little bit more careful on I saw a walk-off home run last night. San Francisco hit one. Yastrzemski had a home run to win the game out in San Francisco last night, and they did the walk-off, but they all had distance when they jumped on each other, but no one actually touched each other. You know what a normal walk-off reaction looks like. They didn't do that. I think what happened in Miami and is now obviously forced itself into a Philadelphia issue and a Phillies issue, I think it's going to cause everyone to wake up and realize, like, hey, we really, really, really have to be on our guard. We really, really, really have to be better at this. Klentak yesterday said they're going to do revised seating charts on the buses and planes to make sure they're distancing even more, to make sure groups, like all the catchers, the infielders, the outfielders, pitchers, aren't with each other. So if there is one that is sick, it doesn't spread and knock out a whole group. I think what has happened here this week is actually going to, in the big picture, serve as a learning point for baseball. I don't believe the Marlins situation, which has become the Phillies situation, is going to ruin this season. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm just an optimist on this. Maybe I just was so excited for baseball to come back that I'm not seeing this right. I need your take on this. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Major League Baseball is going to finish this season? I do. I don't believe this is going to torpedo it. I believe that they're going to get through this. They're going to plow through it. They're going to use that satellite team if they have outbreaks again like this. They're going to use what happened this week to better off their protocols and not have a situation, let it be this bad again. I think players and teams are going to learn from what the Marlins did wrong. And I believe they're going to get through this season. I don't believe this is the beginning of the end. Rather, I believe this is a gigantic, I'll call it gigantic, hurdle they have to get through in week one. 215-592-9494. You know, there was, and part of it too is, look, they started off, and I'm not trying to defend baseball here because I think they've done a bad job this week. They, just from top to bottom, they've done a bad job this week. But, I will say that the way we have judged baseball is probably the most critical, yet they are undertaking the biggest challenge. And I say that because baseball is the first major sport that had to start its season amidst a pandemic. Basketball, which we're watching tonight, hockey, which the Flyers will start playing on Sunday against the Bruins, they had to figure out a plan to finish their season. They had to figure out something for a very short period of time for a limited number of teams, especially, and it will become more limited as the days and weeks go on, as the playoffs start in all these sports. Limited teams become more limited, short amount of games. They had to create a scenario for that. I believe that is much easier. A bubble concept is much easier when you're three quarters or four-fifths of the way done. Baseball, and now football, is going to have to go through this right now. They have to start their seasons. They have to create this and create protocols and do all this stuff from scratch. This is not going to be easy. I believe baseball screwed up on Sunday. They shouldn't have played that game. Manfred's got to step in. But the idea that baseball has no idea what it's doing, well, of course they don't. They're the first sport that has to try to do this. Of course they don't know what they're doing. No one knows what they're doing with this, let alone a sport that is trying to be the first one to come back. I am not doom and gloom on this. I hope everyone with the Marlins gets better and is okay. I hope the two people we know with the Phillies right now that are positive are okay, and they don't spread it across the team, and it hasn't been a team-wide spread. But I don't believe this week means baseball is doomed. I believe they're going to finish this season. And one last reason before we go to the phone lines, 215-592-9494, is the players and the managers and the owners and the commissioner all seem to be okay. All seem to be on board with the idea that level playing field, fairness, is not that important this year. They're all on the same page that it's not that important. So I think it means we have to start believing it's not that important. Are the Phillies going to play the same amount of games as the Braves and the Nationals and the Mets? I would imagine they're not. Are the Phillies going to play the same amount of games as, let's say, the Padres, who they might compete against for one of those last wildcard spots? Probably not. Or the Cardinals, who they might compete against for the last wildcard spot? Who knows? Probably not. Okay, as long as they are okay with the imbalance, the unfairness, we've got to be okay with it. They want to play. They signed up to play. They're all talking like they're going to plow through this. They all seemingly don't care that they're going to have a season where not every team plays the same amount of games. So if they're okay with it, like, fairness is not going to shut down baseball. Illness could shut down baseball. But from my sense, and I've been paying attention and watching all these teams and these games, I don't think this is a baseball problem right now. I don't think it's a Major League Baseball problem with protocols, with testing. I think this was a Miami Marlins problem, and unfortunately, it's become a Philadelphia Phillies problem. 215-592-9494. Look, we had discussions in June. Do you think baseball could pull this off? And now we're having a different one, but the same one now. Do you think they're going to get to the finish line here? They're a week in. Two teams were quarantined. One team has basically got 20 people on the shelf. Yet, in the face of all that, I believe they're going to finish this season. I don't think this week means this thing is doomed. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Justin is in Carney's Point. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing, Julio?
Good, Justin. What's up, buddy?
Can you hear me all right?
I got you. Yep.
All right. I'm in the store, so I don't want to lose service. I don't know. I guess I'm indifferent with this, but I understand the heavy precaution and everything, but I mean, we still haven't had any coaches or players come up positive for the Phillies. I'm assuming these two today are just staff, but they haven't been released
yet. So
one of them
is a coach. So we don't know who it is, Justin. So it was a clubhouse attendant for the Phillies that we got the positive today, and a coach. So okay. I don't know what that means. I don't know how much that coach was around players. We don't know yet.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that being said, I understand the precaution, but I don't get – I mean, they already came into this knowing guys were going to be positive. Every team has had someone who's been, you know, in contact, whatever, put on the IL, and they've gotten through it. So I already thought it was too premature to cancel the entire Yankee series. I thought they kind of should have played it by ear. I understand they tried to fill it, you know, having the Yankees play the Orioles. So whatever, we're past that. But to now, today, to postpone the entire Toronto series, I mean, at least I feel like you should keep it open-ended until the weekend comes. And if there's still no players, most importantly, and if it doesn't spread, you know, pop up with two more coaches or something, then I don't understand the hesitancy to move forward with this series because, I mean, this is already a huge disadvantage for the Phillies. I mean, I don't know what other people think, but baseball's a sport of, you know, getting in the rhythm, getting comfortable, going on streaks, not to mention the shortness of the season. So, I mean, we're getting put under the gun so bad by this. I just want to hear your opinion. I mean, you know, are you with me? I think they should hold off before completely postponing and canceling the series until, you know, it's completely rooted out that they can't move forward.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, here a couple things, Justin. One, the first is I feel like they're kind of going the opposite way. Like Sunday, they obviously weren't cautious enough. They let that game happen, and now it's created this problem. And I feel like they're going the opposite way now. Maybe some of it's for show. Like, look, we are careful because this feels like an overabundance of caution now. Like, the opposite way. And Justin, the one thing that confuses me on all this. So, from what I understand, the Phillies the last couple days have been getting the guys tested, and then I guess they wanted to have some sort of workouts the last day or so because they thought they were going to play a doubleheader Saturday. I get that, right? You need to play catch, keep your arm loose, take some at-bats. But the problem is, if they weren't playing this week because they were unsure of when these tests could start to come back positive, it does seem a little silly that the Phillies went out there. Like one of the coaches yesterday that is positive now was out there on the field yesterday, maybe potentially with, you know, a player. Like, it just seems like if you're going to be so cautious, why have those workouts yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I did read was, I don't know, obviously, I guess none of us know to what extent, but they've been doing things. I mean, they've been very precautious. Like, I don't think they've been letting people come within 6 feet of each other. They're having, like, staggered workout sessions so that it's not like all the infield and outfield together or whatnot. So, you know, even with this coach coming up positive, I don't think that they will allow anyone to be close enough to somebody that it could transmit. But then it's, you know, where, you know, how did this guy become positive? And that's where this comes into play for me. I hope that all these players have been put under heavy restrictions when they're home and on the road. You know, unfortunately it sucks, but you're making enough money that this shouldn't matter. You got to go to a designated, you know, grocery store or a designated gas station, or you have to have your stuff delivered to you. Like, unfortunately those guidelines have to be, you know, enacted and followed right now. And I don't know if that's the case or not when it comes to the personal lives of the players and coaches.
I don't know, Justin. I don't know either. It's a great call and great point, and I appreciate the phone call. Here's what I do know. So last night, I saw Jeff Passan of ESPN put a report out that based on what's happened this week, they're tightening the rules a little bit, where it's going to go from, hey, guys, maybe you shouldn't go out on the road, to, hey, guys, you should stay in your hotel on the road. And also, apparently every team's not going to have a babysitter. Did you guys hear about this? Every team's going to have a babysitter. And I'm using that term facetiously. But like I forget what they're
called. Chaperone would be the correct.
Yeah, chaperone. It's a logistics person that's making sure everyone is following social distancing. Everyone, like basically someone to make sure the protocols are being followed at all times, which I think it's kind of ironic that we're adding another human being into the mix when we want to keep human beings away from other human beings. But, you know, regardless, they're trying to do it for the right reason. So they're going to tighten some things up, which is good. I actually saw Mike Tomlin, Steelers coach today. I think Mike Tomlin is a good coach, not a great coach, but he's one of my favorite speakers in pro sports. I love listening to Mike Tomlin talk. He had a line today to describe, I guess, the mentality he's trying to put on the Steelers this season on how they all have to take care of each other, take care of themselves because of, you know, they get sick and spread it to each other. The phrase the Steelers are using this year is one fail, all fail. And that's the way every sport has to think, whether it be the Eagles, the Phillies, all these teams in Major League Baseball right now, one fail, all fail. You screw up, we all are going to get taken down with you. And that's, look, I don't know what happened this week or why all these guys are sick at once. I don't know where it started from, but I do know now it's a problem. But yet, despite all of this, I don't believe baseball is doomed. I don't believe this sport is doomed, and we're going to have three more teams like this 2 weeks from now, and they're going to have to shut down. I think this is a very big blip very early on, and based on what I'm seeing around the league and test results have come back and it's not positives with other teams, I don't believe this is a reason to think this thing's going to blow up. Steve's in Wildwood. What's up, Steve?
So, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Steve. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hey, I'm totally with you here. And so I'm a baseball guy. I used to coach and manage down in Florida for years, high school, all levels. And I'm a balanced guy. I like baseball. I like analytics. But here, to back what you're saying, you just look at the analytics. 29 of the 30 teams have gotten this right. That's 96%. Of the players, 300 times 30 is 900. The Marlins are the only team that screwed it up, and it's not even the whole team there. That's 98% of the players have gotten this right. Just be smart. Don't go out to the clubs. This is an anomaly what happened to the Marlins, not the norm. And what's killing me is people like Howard Eskin, you know, he comes on your show and it's like the sky's falling every day with this guy in this fire. Same with Andrew in the morning. Guys, calm down. People are smart. We're intelligent human beings. That's why we're at the top of the food chain here on Earth. We can do this, and they will do it.
Well, I think they will too, Steve. And I think this week, and maybe this is a hope for me, but I hope the other teams have noticed this, and it makes them even sure that they're not going to mess up. Like, you know, the Padres or the Rockies or the Mariners, like, yeah, they got to hear about what the Marlins did and say, okay, listen, we really have to be smarter. And maybe this ends up being the thing that actually, in a weird sense, saves another team from having the same problem.
Yeah, the Marlins are like the silver lining here. It's like a silver lining what they did. They're going to serve as the poster boys of what not to do.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate it's affecting us and it's killing me. I love watching the Phillies. How about a baseball point? What do you make of Hoskins so far?
So, you know, one thing, Steve, that I do always like about him is that he has a good eye for the strike zone. And I like that he's taking – I like that he takes walks. And I think he fits in the two-hole. But I sense – I'm not ready to totally sign off that he's in a good place because I wonder how much of his walks this past weekend. He had 7 and only 1 strikeout. I wonder how much was those Marlins pitchers just couldn't find the plate versus Reese is just having great at-bats. I need to see more because it might just be bad pitching, you know, in those last couple games that let him get all those easy walks.
Yeah. My thing is I'm not a big fan of a 6'3", maybe even taller, 6'4", whatever, 235 guy that draws walks. I mean, dude, you're up there to swing the bat. In the Marlins, he had a big at bat. I don't remember. It was one of the games. He missed a 3-1, I mean, right down Broadway fastball from one of those lefties. I think it might have been. What was the game the lefty started?
Caleb Smith on Saturday, I think it was.
Yeah. And that game was still in the balance, and then we broke it open. But he missed a 3-1 Broadway shot, Joe. And it was like 91 miles an hour. It wasn't even that fast. You can't miss that. You must crush that ball. I'm telling you, I know my baseball, and I'm sorry to say this. He's got one of the worst swings I've ever seen. It's long and around the ball. If you ever study hitting, that's like the antichrist of hitting. You're supposed to be short, in to out, compact. Even a big guy. Like, look what Mike Schmidt used to do as a hitter. Reese is the opposite of Schmidt. Schmidt was all about staying in, hitting down through the ball. I mean, look, if he was, I'm just telling you, a 6'3", 235 guy grabbing walks at the rate he is, dude, you need to swing the bat and crush the ball.
And that's, you know what? And Steve, I hear you. And I know that's what we want him to be and what he looked like he was going to be. I said this a lot the last couple of weeks we got ready for the season. Rhys Hoskins, despite what we thought he could be and what he looked like when he first arrived in the big leagues, he's way more Carlos Santana than what we hoped he would be. And I'm not necessarily saying that's a terrible thing. I liked Santana. I think that's that kind of offensive player can help an offense be good. And he's not as good as Santana, but like that kind of player, a lot of walks. That's on base. Like, that's his thing more than he's the guy that you want at the plate with two guys on, you know, a couple down, a couple runs. That's not Rhys. Rhys is the guy you want to walk to get on before those guys get up.
What worries me, especially for a guy who likes to work such deep counts, is he's a terrible hitter with two strikes.
Is that a great combination?
It's so funny because I looked up his splits the other day because I thought, well, for a guy who, like Steve mentioned, he takes 3-1 pitches. He's fine working into a full count.
Right.
When Rhys Hoskins has a two-strike count, he has an OPS of 650.
Yeah, it's not good.
And he slugs 358. Like that's really bad. And you're obviously not going to be slugging 600 with two strikes.
You're at a disadvantage, yeah.
You would hope he'd be passable, especially when you compare it to when he's just ahead in the count. He's slugging 652 as an OPS of almost 1,200.
Jason Worth was, like what you were describing, Jason Worth was good at that. Jason Worth was good at working the count, like Rhys does, but he also would do damage with two strikes. He was comfortable with two strikes. And Rhys he's unsure of himself. I think his problems are in his head more than anything. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Do you believe Major League Baseball is going to get through the season? I do. Despite everything of this week and how disappointing it is with the Phillies right now, I believe they're going to get through this thing. 215-592-9494. When we get back, we have to talk about people and things out there that just don't get enough recognition or the kind of recognition they deserve. I'll explain on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.